This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
Good evening, my name's Kenny Kent. I'm a regular on Lee Gunner's channel. We do a podcast every Monday from this season, although we have been known to do it on a Sunday and a Saturday, dependent on whether we have a fixture or not. And I appear on that podcast alongside my good friend Jez Collins. And all three of us are called the Rat Army. We're called the Rat Army because of our views and their stances on Mikel Arteta. You can find me on Instagram at KennyKent1972. And I'm sure we'll have some fun and chats. But what we're really here to talk about is the impending North London derby. Going into the North London derby, I can say that I'm very, you know, pleased in how Arsenal started this season. In terms of how I think it's gone reasonably well. In fact, it's gone very well. You know, we're top of the table. You know, only losses against Man United, although for the first 65 minutes of that game, I thought we played really well, dominated the game, but we weren't able to penetrate the Man United defence. And I think, you know, Ten Hag got his tactics right, and he managed to, you know, pinch the game from us, and they used the pace of Rashford, but came back really well against Brentford. I think that's probably our best performances this season. You can't knock it. And I have to say that, you know, everything was like, how do I say, football perfect. That's the new word that I'm going to introduce, football perfect. In terms of standout players for me, obviously Granit Xhaka's performances have been nothing short of remarkable in terms of the fact that they've been quite exemplary. Can't knock it, because as you know, Granit divides opinion amongst Arsenal fans, but he's managed to turn it around so far this season. Obviously, Odegaard before injury was playing really well, getting amongst the goals. Martinelli's been a standout player for me as well. Jesus, the main man. And also, you can't knock Thomas Partey's contribution, but let's not forget Saliba as well. Under a lot of pressure, he's managed to usurp Benjamin White from the centre-half position. But I think he's had a good season. In terms of, am I pleased with how we've been playing? Can't fault it. Whenever I do my player ratings, you know, a lot of the players get good marks, and so does the manager. I've never marked Arteta down this season, so I'm very pleased so far with the first seven games, but there's so much football we played. Going into the North London Derby, especially a massive, massive game, you look at the form of both sides, not surprised by their form at all. Spurs have got an excellent front three, probably one of the best in the country. Plus, they've got Richarlison as well, who they bought from Everton. Also, they got Longley from PSG as well. PSG, not J, PSG. So he's beefed up the squad, and they've got an elite manager. You know, the only game that I thought Spurs would have struggled with is against Chelsea, because they never do well against Chelsea home and away. But they found a way to get a point when, let's face it, they were definitely behind the eight ball. I thought Chelsea were fantastic in that game. They scored a couple of good goals from Koulibaly and Sterling. But not Sterling, Koulibaly and James. But they just couldn't put Spurs away, and Spurs stayed in the game. I think that's the theme of Spurs this season, is that they've always managed to stay in the games. And when you stay in games, you know, they just do enough to win those games. Although Leicester were pathetic, and they duly got thrashed 6-2. But, you know, if you speak to Spurs fans, I'm not sure that they're going to be saying, you know, amongst themselves or in public, that, you know, Spurs have really found their gear yet. Which is worrying, because, you know, they're third in the table and they're only a point behind us. So when they do hit, come out of traps, it's going to be worrying. It's worrying for all the other clubs in amongst them. But in terms of, like, coming in North London Derby, I think Spurs are definitely going to come with a lot of confidence, and I think they're going to expect a win. In terms of, like, how do I think our transfer end was gone? I think the squad's too thin. You know, initially you get excited because, you know, we've bought players, you know, bought well in Gabriel Jesus. You know, you're happy with the Marquinhos signing. Vieira, you're a bit, not too sure, but, you know, he had a good game against Brentford, so, you know, there's cover there. But one of the things we're asking for is cover for Thomas Partey, or someone athletic to play for Thomas Partey. You look at Spurs as well, you know, they got a player like Basuma, who can't get a game, but that's the kind of player that Arsenal wanted, Arsenal needed. And then obviously, you know, in terms of right back, we also needed a right back cover as well. Spurs are going to go and bought players like, you know, Jed Spence. Again, a player that, you know, we could have coveted, although a lot of people say that, you know, players like Isaiah Jones at Middlesbrough is the next cab of the rank in terms of, you know, playing at right back or right wing back. So I think the squad's too thin. But, you know, we know that it's all well and good so far, but getting into the season, I think we're definitely going to need to buy in January. In terms of Spurs, in terms of, like, what we made their season, I kind of used those words early in the season where they haven't quite hit the form, you know. Obviously, like, Leicester were pathetic, you know, white flag ran out when they conceded the third goal. And when Son came on, they just didn't want to, you know, shake a leg. You will say, if you take away the performance against Leicester, Spurs have been kind of doing enough to win games. You know, they've heavily relied on the quality of Kane and, you know, like, obviously the quality of their midfield. And because, you know, they got these dangerous players, a lot of dangerous players that come from the bench, they're able to sort of take games away from teams. So, for instance, they did just enough to beat Wolves, even though Wolves are probably the better side, but Spurs got the goal, you know, against Fulham. Fulham didn't play too badly, but Spurs had that extra quality that's enabled them to win the game. And it's even a Chelsea game as well, where I thought Spurs were completely out of the game. They got enough quality to, you know, to get themselves, you know, a draw because of the, you know, the finishing of Kane. And obviously, you know, Højbjerg turned up the goal as well. So it's one of those things where, when you've got a player like Harry Kane, and you know that eventually Song's going to come good, and he did last week getting a hat-trick, you always think, you know what, you've got to take the game away from Spurs, because if you don't, you know, they're more likely to come and nick something. And I think that's the theme of Spurs this season. They haven't really hit the ground running yet, but you have to be worried because they haven't lost this season. In terms of Conte, they got an elite manager. But in terms of what Conte's ambitions are, obviously Juventus are sniffing. Obviously, they're not happy with Allegri. You know, they're much in demand Allegri from, you know, two or three years ago. But you know, Conte hasn't ruled himself out, but I think to keep Conte, Spurs are definitely going to have to spend and meet his ambitions or match his ambitions, because he, you know, he's going to want a squad that's capable of challenging the league and winning the league. He's not here for top four. And that's my warning to all Spurs fans. You have to see what he's done at Chelsea. But one thing he does is that he gets players who you don't associate with certain positions to play those positions and play those positions effectively for the good of the side. And, you know, Perisic, you know, an attacking player, is playing right wing back. You know, he's looked at Sessegnon and think, you know what, we've got a player there. And he's managed to get him, you know, to play at left wing back. And you know what, he's shown some really good form and he's been a very, very dangerous player. And, you know, if any manager can get the best out of Sessegnon, it's always going to be a manager like Conte. And, you know, enhance his confidence. So in terms of, like, Wes, is he going to be successful Spurs? Well, you need to ask Daniel Levy that. Daniel Levy has to meet their ambitions. You know, Spurs have got a 62,000 stadium. You know, they're going to be making a lot of money with their partnership with the NFL. And also, I know they've been holding matches for rugby league as well at Spurs, and obviously boxing matches. So the money's coming in. So if that money's provided for a manager like Conte, then, you know, expectations from Conte and Spurs fans are going to be very high in terms of, like, you know, trying to challenge. Because under Pochettino, you wanted more than the top four. You wanted a challenge for the league. And I think you've got a manager who wants to do that as well. So in terms of what you can do with Spurs, it all depends on where and who you buy and whether he's going to be able to, you know, get those right players. If they're playing in the Champions League, then 100%, you know, Spurs are going to attract players. They did it under Poch, attracted players that Arsenal used to kind of attract, whether they're good enough or not. The fact is that being a Champions League is going to attract big, big, big players and players with ambitions to win trophies. So that will help Spurs under Conte. In terms of, like, Arteta, obviously, I'm part of the Rat Army with Jez Collins, Lee Gunner and a few others. And we're not convinced by Arteta. We think Arteta's definitely not the right man for us because we want to win the title. Because I think Arsenal, being the third biggest club in the country, have to win titles. It's imperative. It's not negotiable. If you, you know, you have to win the title at Arsenal. No good going for top four, FA Cup, Europa League, you know. Third biggest club in the country after Liverpool, Man United, have to have, win a title and win the Champions League eventually. So Arteta's going to divide opinion. But if you're asking Arsenal fans, you know, he has a very high approval rate. He's got one of the five things going in his favour now. As a manager, you want five things. You want support from the crowd. You want support from your players. You want support from the board and the chairman or the owner. And you want support from the media and the pundits. And you want results. He's got the full five. So you can't knock that. In terms of, you know, the Arsenal crowd, I think 80% of them are behind Arteta at the moment because of the fact that he's getting results. Obviously, if the worm turns, you know, it could get back to like 60-40 in his favour. So you never know with Arsenal fans. But as long as we're winning, he will be turning things around. And I think the All or Nothing documentary turned a few people towards Mikel because they liked, you know, the decisions he made and they liked the way he came across and, you know, some of the players came across as well. So that was all helpful and it did its job. In terms of, like, what does North London Derby mean to me? What does the North London Derby mean to me? And how do I feel when it comes around? Goosebumps, grey hairs, stress, excitement, can't wait, counting the days, watching old videos of Arsenal's victories against Tottenham, watching old North London derbies, having discussions with mates at work who are Spurs or Arsenal, having a banter, promising not to show your face after a match. Of course, it means the world to me. It's the only game, Tottenham. Our rivals are not Man United or Chelsea, it's Tottenham. All these youngsters who, you know, who don't know enough about our history think that Man United and our rivals, you see Twitter, oh, having battered Man United. No, it's not Man United. That's Fergie Wenger. In terms of Chelsea, forget all that about Roman and all that, Abramovich and everything. They're not our rivals, mate. Chelsea's rivals are bloody Millwall. I mean, they seem to have a rival with Tottenham. I mean, bloody hell, they messed up the liquidator by going, "We hate Tottenham." I mean, Jesus Christ, what's going on there? But it's always Tottenham, always Spurs. Can't wait to the game in the Emirates. I used to love coming out from my house in Finsbury Park and walking through to St Thomas's Road. I still love getting the tube to St Thomas's Road and walking the gauntlet to, you know, top the away end. Love all that, going the high road. You know, I actually march down the high road. I don't talk a good game. It's like, "Oh, let's march down the high road." I did it, and I loved it. Also, I like getting a bus W3 sometimes from Finsbury Park and getting a, you know, 259 or 279 from Manor House. That's what North London Derby is about. Don't let anyone tell you it's not a big game. It's the biggest game. It's the only game. You know what I mean? Arsenal, Tottenham, what can you expect? You know, Arsenal, Tottenham, that's the game. In terms of, like, the predicted lineup, well, simple. Team picks itself for Arsenal. Ramsdale. White. Right back. Left back. Shevchenko. Defenders are going to be Gabriel and Saliba. My midfield's going to be Xhaka, Odegaard and Partey, providing they're all fit. And the front three is going to be Saka on the left, on the right, Martinelli on the left and Jesus up front. Spurs are going to go over a back three. You know how they're going to play. Lloris, Perisic right wing back, left wing back Sessegnon, back three of Dier, Romero, Sanchez. And I think Romero will play because he's going to want a bit of power in there from Sanchez, a bit of pace as well, because Sanchez got a bit of pace. And obviously he's going to play Dier because of his leadership, and Romero a bit of solidity. Midfield is going to be Højbjerg and Bentancur for his passing. And in terms of, like, the front three picks itself, really, it's going to be definitely Son, Kane and Kulusevski, because they're for me, they're Tottenham's best players. So they're definitely going to play, and Spurs are definitely going to come win. Spurs, I have no intention of coming to the point. They're coming to beat Arsenal and go top of the table. That is exactly where I think it's going to happen. In terms of where I think both sides are going to finish, I think Man City and Liverpool are way too strong. People say, "What are you saying, Ken, about Liverpool?" Well, they get Thiago back, they get Henderson back, and they get, you know, players like, how do I say it? Players like, you know, Kanute, Matip, get their full team back. They're going to be difficult to beat. Man City, just a machine. They're a machine. And they've got the best striker in world football now, in terms of, like, Haaland. So it's going to be very, very difficult. But the World Cup is the equilibrium. It's going to be the equaliser. And I think a lot of big teams are going to be affected by the World Cup. So if Arsenal fan and Spurs actually want a challenge for the title, got to buy in January, because you're going to get injuries during the World Cup. And I think, you know, they got competition as well from Man United, because they've finally got a coach that's turning them around. Although they've got a Manchester derby next week as well. You know, that's a six-pointer in terms of Man United's ambitions. And then you've got Chelsea. Well, that's a conundrum in itself, you know what I mean? Because if you look at Chelsea, new ownership, new manager, same ambitions, though. You know, they're not going to challenge for the league, because I think they've, you know, left it a bit too late in terms of the games they've lost. But top four, they're going to see that as a bit doable, and they've got some games as well. In terms of my prediction for the North London derby, because I know everyone wants to ask me about that, the North London derby and the predictions and where I think it's going to go. Arsenal have to take the game away from Tottenham. If Arsenal, you know, don't play with full 100%, if not 150%, then I think Spurs will be confident. They'll probably soak up the pressure and try and hit us in the counter-attack and try and hit the game off us. But if we play like we did last season, start at great pace and great passion and actually create our chances and take them early on, we go 2-0 up or 2 or 3-0 up in the first half an hour, then we take a game away from Spurs. Home form seems to be the key in North London derbies. we tend to do really well at the Emirates in terms of winning or avoiding defeat. And it's vice versa for Spurs in North London derbies. At the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium at White Hart Lane, we've got a wretched record at White Hart Lane. Since 2010, we've only won once there in the league. And if you look at Spurs since 2010, well, Spurs haven't won a league game since the Yunus Kabul. So, you know, we don't want to talk about that. I say don't want to talk about Yunus Kabul. I hate him with a passion because of what he put me through mentally and physically. So, you know, home form seems to be like the guide for how the result's going to go. But one thing I would say, if we don't take the game away from Spurs, then, you know, we can end up either drawing the game or, you know, with the quality of Spurs they have and especially the options from the bench, they can nick it. So for me, I'm going for a 2-0 Arsenal. It's not going to be easy, but if we play to the best of our ability and show the passion, organisation and ruthlessness that we've been showing in all the games we've played in except for Man United, I don't see any other result than an Arsenal win. Speak to you guys soon. Thanks for having a channel. And come on, you Reds!
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the new Chevy Silverado, you might be driving in this. But with the Silverado's redesigned interior and large infotainment screens, it'll feel more like this. Introducing the new 2022 Chevy Silverado. Find new upgrades. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.